This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Nissan studio, to great radio stations across America and in the Caribbean, too. And a special shout goes out to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite. Plus, to all of our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for helping keep us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, and all those Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too. Thanks for what you do to keep America rolling along. And never forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Also, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter, at Captain's America. Well, while we're waiting for Ron Edwards, and I don't know what his problem is, but I'm getting a busy signal. Getting a busy signal. We're waiting for him to call in from England. Let's start with the national anthem right now. America, and remember everybody serving in uniform, because without them, we wouldn't be talking the language that I'm speaking right now, I'm sure, going back years ago. All right, well, the president was in Chicago yesterday for the International Association of Chiefs of Police, and here's what he had to say there.
In the years before I took office, outrageous slanders on our police went unanswered and unchallenged from your leaders in Washington. You know that very well. Radical activists freely trafficked in vile and anti-police hostility, and criminals grew only more emboldened as a result. In the 2 years before my election, violent crime increased 8%, murders were up by more than 20% and going a lot higher nationwide, the steepest 2-year consecutive increase in over 50 years. But with your help, all of that is changing, and changing very rapidly. Under this administration, we're once again standing up for law enforcement. We're condemning anti-police bias in all forms, and we're giving you the support, resources, and the respect, and we have tremendous respect for you, the respect that you deserve.
Now, That was yesterday, and obviously this president supports our police unlike the president before us. And he had referred, of course, to a lot of military equipment that the police officers were able to get now to assist them with their SWAT teams and this, that, and the other, and especially groups that they have, search and rescue and whatnot, unlike Barack Obama, who said, no, we need to take this away. We are weaponizing our police. And I can remember when they did that, and it was like, you got to be kidding me. But, that was the difference between one president and another president, one that got it and one that never would. Now, let's have a little conversation here about reality. The president also yesterday was getting a lot of kudos in regards to what happened with al-Baghdadi. This was one of them. This came on MSNBC, of all places. Listen to this.
And I think this a tremendous victory for America. I just want to add to that. This is a great day for the United States of America, including the commander-in-chief. We should not... in some ways politicize that this is a good outcome.
Okay, I got that. I understand that. And that was an MSNBC person. Let's see. His name was Michael McFaul on al-Baghdadi talking about how things were, we did the right thing in getting this guy, this bad guy, which, by the way, bad is the understatement of the year. Did you hear about the dog, though? Did you hear about the dog that nailed him? The dog's name was Conan. And I got a picture of the dog in the kitchen in the refrigerator. I got the picture that the president tweeted out, and I put it on the radio station refrigerator here in the break room. So Conan has got a place of honor here. Everybody that sits down to have a cup of coffee or whatnot can take a look at Conan the Magnificent, because he chased Baghdadi down that tunnel. And nailed him, brother, nailed him. And there's nothing worse that could happen to an Islamic than to get bit by a dog. Because to them, that is a fate worse than dying by any type of death that you want to throw back, because they're never going to see the virgins and all that other stuff. By the way, the president is still polling. Job approval rating 43%, and 38% of likely U.S. voters still think the country is headed in the right direction, too. Those are good signs. And a sizable number of voters think Nancy Pelosi does not measure up to most of her predecessors as Speaker of the House, but Democrats are still enthusiastic supporters of hers, even though I just told you that one. All right, but when we come back, we're going to give you an early shot at Kathy Chamberlain, the Rules for Deplorables author, because Mr. Ron apparently can't get a hold of us. So Kathy and I will take it from there. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to The Captain.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch program is brought to you by my friends over at Moss Nissan. Now, Moss Nissan is where you can go, and guess what? You'll be able to find out all about what I know about that great big Murano that I'm driving, because the Murano that I'm driving is a vehicle that gets 30 miles to the gallon right now without a whole heck of a lot of trouble. And I might also tell you that the all-new Murano comes exclusively with Moss Care Maintenance, featuring free oil changes and tire rotations for life, and dozens of other features, too, to keep your Murano running right for years and years to come. Now, the only thing that you need to know other than that is that at Moss Nissan, you get the You Serve, You Save program that's good for veterans, active duty military, all first responders, active, retired, and their 911 dispatchers, too, where you get preferred pricing on all new and used vehicles. Now, go to MossNissan.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. That's the website. And while you're there, check out the new location at Moss Nissan North Tampa, 11001 North Florida Avenue, also 19 and 54 Newport Richey, US 19 in Crystal River, and the Moss Wholesale to the Public store, which is located in Homosassa Springs. All right, well, joining me in studio, I've got Kathy Chamberlain. Hello, Kathy.
Hey, good morning, Captain.
And the good thing about you today is you're going to get a little bonus here because Mr. Ron Edwards is having some sort of problem again over in England, jolly old England. He's in the big city. He thought he'd be able to get into me today, but he can't do it. So what I want to talk about right off the bat here is the Democrats. They have a single-item agenda right now, and this is all they're doing. And that's the impeachment agenda. Now, they seem to have a problem with that impeachment problem. Now, we hear they're going to have a vote on Thursday. The whole House is going to take a vote to determine whether or not they want to go pursue this any further. Now, recent polling from the New York Times and Siena College shows that in six swing states,
that President Trump won in 2016, that registered voters there generally support the impeachment inquiry, but oppose impeaching the president and removing him in office by a 10% margin, 53 to 43%. So the more the Democrats pursue the impeachment of President Trump, the more it seems that it's going to work against them. That's because this pursuit seems to be coming at the expense of progress on the issues that voters usually care about, and we're not seeing any progress being done on that, like jobs, the state of the economy, helping our communities, keeping our country safe. And Nancy Pelosi can walk the walk and chew gum at the same time, but she ain't talking the talk and not delivering anything. And by the way, the guest squad, did we talk about the squad?
Mm-hmm.
They're not bringing the bacon home.
Yeah. Yeah, and I've seen those polls, too, and I can't wait to see this vote, if they actually are going to have this on the floor, because we know that there's quite a few, 30 Democrats?
35.
That, 35 that are in locations.
They're in toss-up. Yep.
Yeah, yeah, so that's going to be really interesting to see. They're putting the Democrats are putting themselves on the spot. I don't know if they have the votes.
Now, your tactic number 13, divided they fall, you call it Saul Alinsky's rules for radicals, you know, pick the target, freeze it, personalize it, polarize it. Well, there's what we got right here.
Yeah.
Impeachment. I mean, that's all they seem to be about.
Oh, it's totally, you know, but they've done that to Trump since day one, is they pick him, they polarize him, they freeze him, and then they really, you know, just keep bashing him over and over again to make him look like the devil. That's the whole thing behind what they're doing. You know, Saul Alinsky said, make the enemy look as though he is the worst person on earth. And by all of the stuff that they, all the names that they call him and all the make-believe stuff that they come out against him, that's what they're trying to do.
Well, we have the secret weapon that they came out with this week against President Trump, the star witness and former U.S. ambassador to the Ukraine, Bill Taylor. Now, he's got tremendous credentials. He's a West Point grad, a Vietnam veteran, long-serving State Department employee. But what people didn't realize is that he had a closet full of stuff. You want to elaborate?
Yeah, as far as his background goes and his connections, the relationships he's got with very disturbing organizations that have direct ties and are actually financed by George Soros' Open Society Foundations. Most people don't know that. We got to get that word out because that really changes the...
Well, we are, and I started that on, I believe it was Monday, last night, Monday. The Atlantic Council, which was a group that he was with, which is also financed by the billionaire activist George Soros and his Open Society Foundation. And then, of course, you've got Burisma and their funding, Google, the Rockefeller Brothers Fund Incorporated, and the U.S. State Department. And these are all the same investors that have been referenced to before, not only by you. I believe you wrote about it on September 30th. Is that correct?
Yes, yeah.
But also by some other people that have mentioned in the past. For example, Denise Simon 2 months ago wrote a story about this, but she didn't write quite as much as what you did. Mm-hmm. But she first got it out there. And believe it or not, yesterday this story at about 4 o'clock in the afternoon came out on our network right here.
Yep. I saw that too. And Breitbart has really been doing a lot of this investigative stuff, and they've done a good job. It's just that their articles really don't get out, and they're very long and voluminous. And even though I have total respect for them, they can be difficult to read. So it's always good for somebody like Denise or myself to repackage these facts in a way that can reach a different kind of sector of people and much more easier to connect the dots. That's the point.
Who is the Organized Crime and Corruption Reporting Project?
Well, yeah, they're shortened. That's the OCCRP. And as you recall, we did talk about them, I think it was last week, as far as their being the main reference in that whistleblower complaint. I had also never heard of them, but when they really went through that complaint, that was the main reference in the footnotes, and that organization is also largely financed by the same leftist groups that you just mentioned.
George Soros.
Yeah, but let's not forget Google, the Rockefeller Brothers Fund, and the State Department, which is, should concern all of us. You know, I wrote a lot in my book.
Not now, but back in the day with Hillary and John Kerry, is that what you're telling me?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, but not now.
Well, do we know that?
I don't know, do we?
I don't know. I don't know, but we need to. We need to find that out, because another tie that is, and I believe it was in that article that Breitbart just came out with yesterday, they also reference USAID. And if you remember, USAID was noticed on a lot of the caravans that were coming north. Do you remember that with mm-hmm. the from Mexico, from the across Mexico's border?
Mm-hmm.
They were carrying a lot of USAID bags. So, I mean, this goes really deep.
Mm. Well, again, folks, united we stand, divided we fall here. But the fact of the matter is, you pick the target, you freeze it, you personalize it, and you polarize it, which is exactly what we're seeing here with what they're trying to do. Because right now, today they've got a lieutenant colonel, Army, from the National Security Council, who's going to testify on things that he thinks he heard that bothered him. Now, we don't know if he was listening directly to the phone call or if he was listening second or third hand, whatever, because I'm not sure he'd have a phone stuck to his head while the president was talking to the president of Ukraine. But we will probably find out more about that later, because he's going to testify today, that individual.
And we want to know where his where he comes from, too. We've got to start digging really deep on this. The one thing I really love about Trump, he is picking targets and polarizing them. And in fact, we've seen this in his tweets against Schiff. He is really, really hitting Shifty Schiff hard on his tactics and his lying, and that's what we've got to do. That's turning the tactic number 13 back on them. Trump also did that with the Chicago police chief. This morning, I just caught that on Fox News. I mean, he was there yesterday, but...
Well, Mr. Taylor was an appointee of the Obama administration, and
yes,
that's how he wound up being in the position he was in. But again, this is something that, and every other president's done this, for the most part, and we'll have to talk about when we come back. But they ask for the resignation of the people that are in positions, and then they decide to keep the ones they want to keep, and the ones they don't, they don't. All right, folks, I'll be right back with more with Kathy Chamberlain, the Rules for Deplorables book.com author. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back with more. And Kathy, the other Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The only thing is they were talking about, why didn't I give the information to Adam Schiff and his committee? And the answer is because I think Adam Schiff is the biggest leaker in Washington.
President Trump telling reporters why he didn't clue in Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi about his plan for the military to take out the world's most wanted terrorist, al-Baghdadi. The president traveling to Chicago to a police chief conference and praises the special forces in our military leading the mission who take out the top terrorist.
He was a sick and depraved man, and now he's dead. He's dead. He's dead as a doornail.
China trade talks and interest rate cuts drive markets up. On Wall Street, the Dow up 132 points, the Nasdaq up almost 83, the S&P 500 up almost 17 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And hello, Charlotte County. Hello, Manatee. Hello, Sarasota. All of my friends down there, this message is for you. Do you need a new pair of eyeglasses? Are you active duty military, a veteran, a first responder, active or retired? Are you tired of the big box store approach to your eyes, get you in and out the door as fast as possible? How would you like a little personal attention, a little TLC without all the hype when it comes to your eyes? Well, I've got a great solution for you. It's called Only Eyes Optical and Boutique. Now, they're located at 6541 Superior Avenue in the Gulf Gate section of Sarasota. All you got to do is give them a call, 941-444-7984. And Diana Reason, the licensed optician, will take care of all of your eyeglass needs. Want to know some better stuff? She'll meet or beat any advertised price. Just bring the ad in that you got from those other box stores and give her a chance. Now, Diana Reason cares about you and your eyes. Only Eyes Optical is a veteran-owned business, and they love our veterans and first responders, too, which is why you all get a discount on your eyeglasses. So, stop by today and say hello. Only Eyes Optical, 6541 Superior Avenue in the Gulf Gate section of Sarasota, 941-444-7984, the phone number, and tell her the captain sent you. Only Eyes Optical, where the captain gets his eyeglasses. All right, well, we're back with Kathy Chamberlain, the Rules for Deplorables book.com author, and good morning again, Kathy.
Good morning, Captain.
All right, well, we're on tactic number 13. Divided, they fall. Pick the target, freeze it, personalize it, and polarize it. And the target we're talking about here is Donald Trump. And what we're also talking about is the impeachment process that they seem to be singled in on. By the way, in case you haven't heard, the report is that this Thursday they're going to have an impeachment vote in the House of Representatives to see if they move ahead with the actual impeachment proceedings versus the inquiry. Now, in another equally suspect alliances with the Atlantic Council, Mr. Taylor is inextricably linked with one David J. Kramer. Kathy, tell us who he is.
Yes, he actually at one time was a State Department official. And as well, he was a longtime advisor to late Senator John McCain. Now, he was instrumental in disseminating the Steele dossier to the news media. Remember the BuzzFeed, that whole deal?
Yep.
Supposedly, he didn't give it to BuzzFeed, according to him. He just left the dossier on the table while he went to the bathroom at some restaurant where he was meeting with the BuzzFeed guy. You know, if you believe that one, that sounds like straight out of a spy novel. But he also leaked the dossier to the Wall Street Journal, the Washington Post, and CNN, and others. So this is, you know, it wasn't just the BuzzFeed, although they're the one most known for it.
Well, particularly disturbing is what Breitbart uncovered about a trip Taylor recently made to the Ukraine. Now, that trip was pre-planned before the whistleblower's complaint, and what's not clear is whether or not his meeting there with one of Representative Schiff's own staff members was too. If not, then what was the purpose? Since Mr. Schiff, Congressman Schiff, was leading the impeachment inquiry, that should be an important question. And by the way, Taylor's travel was organized by the Atlantic Council, and as such, paid for by Burisma.
Right. And the interesting thing, the real question here is, he met with, Taylor met with Schiff's aide, right?
Yep.
And the question that should be asked at this point is, did that have something to do with Taylor's pending testimony, given the time frame that this travel was, that the meeting took place? The travel was pre-planned, okay, before all the complaint was kind of outed. But what was he meeting with Schiff's aide about? The people should know that.
Now, another witness, an Obama appointee, former Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch, who was replaced by Taylor, also deserves further scrutiny, because while the Dems describe Yovanovitch's recall as unfair by the Trump administration, when he recalled her and then removed her, a recent expose by Judicial Watch proves otherwise. Tell us about that.
It does. A lot of us probably remember when this gal was talked about when she was recalled. And it was definitely told to us that he shouldn't have done that, that our president had no right to do that. Well, JW, we gotta love Judicial Watch, has reported that she was relieved because she was involved in some very suspicious monitoring of prominent conservative figures, journalists, and people with direct ties to President Donald Trump. In fact, it's interesting because I went, remember that Bongino speaking event that I went to?
Mm-hmm.
He mentioned that he was caught up in supposedly a spying ring against him. I have a good hunch this is the one he was talking about.
Well, in the Alinsky book, Rules for Radicals, his 13th and final tactic, of course, is the tactic our president today that describes the attack on our president. Pick the target, freeze it, personalize it, polarize it. The left isn't going to give up until they've destroyed Trump and everyone around him. It's reprehensible behavior designed to isolate him from his base, and we all know it, but I don't know about you, but we're not falling for this.
No, exactly. We can't fall for it. As a matter of fact, what we have to do is turn it back on their heads and pick targets on their side and polarize them. When you polarize it, you make that person so difficult for the public to even look at their face. That's what Saul Alinsky says, and that's what they're doing to Trump. So we need to do that. Trump is doing it with Schiff. The Republicans must start doing that with Schiff and really piling on.
Well, I could do that with Joe Biden. Joe Biden made a comment yesterday about the Ivanka's husband and said that he wasn't qualified to be in the White House with a White House position doing what he's doing.
No kidding. I missed that.
But was Joe Biden's son qualified to be doing the stuff that he was doing off daddy's?
Exactly.
I mean, it works both ways here.
Yeah, and they're expert at following Alinsky's tactics because they've been doing it for decades. So they know exactly how to play the game. It's time we learn, too.
Well, the Democrats and the left as a whole have no qualms about using illogical, unethical, or even illegal means to achieve their end goal, the total transformation of America into their democratic socialist society. And this is evidenced by the extremes to which they take their action. Now, Alinsky's 11 rules of ethics and means and ends dictate the level of ethics one might be ought to abide by in achieving specific goals. And obviously, the sixth rule of ethics of means and ends is that the less important the end to be desired, the more one can afford to engage in ethical evaluations of means. In other words, that means that the more important the goal, the less ethical one needs to be. And that's why lying is always acceptable to the left. Conservatives, on the other hand, hold themselves to a higher standard, often to our country's detriment, which is not a winning strategy. We're losing the argument because they'll get down and dirty, and we just keep our heads up and don't.
Precisely, and the perfect example of that is Pierre Delecto and his...
you mean Mitt?
Yeah. And he
Pierre Delecto.
And you know what, remember
what he
said? A little
French in there, you know, Pierre Delecto.
Remember what he said about Brit Hume, tweeted back to Brit Hume, all about principles and how important they are. See, this is the problem. Mitt thinks he's a principle guy, but he really isn't. That's obvious from the way he's treated Trump and backstabbed him.
You know, I never thought about taking an alternate Twitter handle. The thought never occurred to me. What kind of mind do you have to have to do that? That you're trying to cloak yourself so
guilty.
Nobody knows about you.
Guilty. You don't want, yeah. You
Who
don't
does
want
that stuff?
Well, apparently
Unless
he
you
does.
Got something to hide.
Yeah, exactly.
And if you got something to hide, then I don't want anything to do with you.
Exactly.
Well, these self-described principled Republicans sometimes are selfish, short-sighted, pompous, and downright dangerous to the survival of our country. Sometimes they're worse than our Democrats around us, and we sometimes call them rhinos, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Now, what conservatives must do regarding the impeachment inquiry against President Trump is hit back hard. Bill Taylor's connections to Burisma, George Soros, and the man behind leaking the fake Steele dossier should be exposed thoroughly and consistently. These ties are hardly hugely significant.
Insignificant, exactly. Yeah, likewise, we got to hit back hard on Marie Yovanovitch's acts and get to the bottom of those.
All right, folks, Kathy and I will be back here right after this break, and we got a little bit more to tell you here. Got the beach and boating forecast coming up, too. Going to be a little rough day out there in the water, but I'll tell you what, you couldn't make this stuff up if you tried. This is the Captain's America Third Watch coming right back with more.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA or store jumper cables in your vehicle or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away, so I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are, and it's time for us to take a look at the beach and boating forecast coming up to you, brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club, Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. For today, Tuesday, we'll have some scattered showers. The winds will be out of the east this morning. They'll be light and variable, but they'll pick up this afternoon, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Seas will be 1 to 2 feet with a light chop. Gulf water temperature 83 degrees. Bay water temperature 82. Our high tide came and went at 2:22 a.m., a set of triple twos there. How about that? Low tide coming up at 9:42 a.m. And the beach and boating forecast is always brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club. Now, Freedom Boat Club is part of a 185-location franchise group all across the USA, and many of you across the country have got a Freedom Boat Club location right there in your backyard listening to me right now. They have 3 locations in Canada, 2, and 2 in France. Yep, France is in Parlez-vous Francais. And the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay currently has ports with 28 here in the Tampa area. 2 more coming soon. They're going to be adding another one in Gainesville, Florida. Go Gators! Be able to go up there, see a Gators game, and hop on a boat. How about that? And now everybody gets $1,000 off the one-time membership fee. But if you're active duty military, a veteran, a first responder, active or retired, work in the medical profession in any capacity, or are a school teacher too, you get an extra $500 on top of the $1,000 for a total of $1,500 off the one-time membership fee. Now, all you do after that's pay the balance due, and you're in like Flynn, and then it becomes a monthly fee every month, and you're out on the water. Now, your membership also gives you reciprocity at all the other Freedom Boat Club locations, so that means you can go anywhere in the family of 185 locations across the country, the three in Canada, and, yep, the two in France. Remember, go to FreedomBoatClubTampaBay.com, the website again, FreedomBoatClubTampaBay.com, or give them a call at 855-FREEDOM. That's 855-FREEDOM to find out more. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Okay, back to Kathy Chamberlain, the Rules for Deplorables author. And good morning again, Kathy.
Good morning again, Captain.
We're talking about rule number 13. Which is pick the target, freeze it, personalize it, polarize it. We're talking about it as how it refers to all of this impeachment stuff that we're currently seeing. And as a reasonable observer, and just sitting back and taking a look at all of this, when shown the obvious biases exhibited by both witnesses that we just talked about here, Marie Yovanovitch and Bill Taylor and the other fellow there, the one with
Kramer,
the one with McCain.
Right.
One would have to say that the biases exhibited by both witnesses would be forced to question any fairness on their part. And I just simply would not trust their testimony. Would you?
No, not at all. I mean, this is what we have to continuously dig into and get the word out to Trump on Trump's behalf. He does it. If he knew about this, I'm sure it would be all over his Twitter, and it probably will be shortly.
Well, conservatives have got to target these and all trustworthy witnesses and expose their agendas, continue their attack ad nauseum, and isolate them from the Dems by forcing public awareness of the witnesses' lack of credibility. We've just done that with three of them, and it didn't take a whole heck of a lot to do that, did it?
No, it sure didn't.
And you did the research to find out who these people were and what they were all about, correct?
Absolutely.
Now, to do otherwise invites repeat behavior of what we've seen, because neither the likes of Taylor nor Yovanovitch should be off limits simply because they have reputable resumes.
Right.
Now, I already told you, and I hate to even talk about Mr. Taylor. He's a brother veteran, U.S. Military Academy, West Point graduate, Vietnam veteran.
Yep.
And the guy was an Obama appointee, and he got caught up in this mess, too, with the damn money from Soros and company. I mean, it's a revolving door.
Well, I don't know if you could say he got caught up in this mess.
Well,
he's
the people
smart
he
guy.
Was.
No, he chose to. I mean,
yeah.
he mm-hmm. engaged in it on his own volition. So we have to look at that too. What were his motivations behind it? Always follow the money. I'm sure he's doing quite well.
Well, the left has no problem trashing the president of the United States, after all, and our goal should be to save America from socialism, because it dictates that we fight back by any means necessary. Ethics be damned. This is war. People, it is time to wake the hell up.
Yes, and by any means necessary, that is the constant mantra from Saul Alinsky's book and also his followers. That's what they do.
Now, see, I'm not even running for public office, but if I was a politician running for office, I just, there's my platform right there. There's my platform right there. I could run on that and get elected tomorrow.
Probably so.
So you can.
Yeah. And people do need to step
what
up.
What are you laughing at? You're better off at it than me. That's like our friend we talked to yesterday. I talked to yesterday. She, and no mention, we can't mention a name yet. Our friend that I talked to yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
She's going to run with some of this stuff, and when she does, she's just going to bury some people.
I hope so. We need hard hitters out there now. It's enough of this pussyfooting around.
Okay, so let's, we got about a minute and a half here. Let's sum this up, okay? And, of course, next week when we sum it all up, it's going to be all 13 of the rules for radicals we're going to lay out again. We're going to go over it a little quicker and try to get it all out there. But this one today is really important, folks, because it's pick the target, freeze it, personalize it, polarize it, tactic number 13. Now, we've seen trying to divide Trump from his base and Never Trumpers, the Utah Senator Mutt Romney, the Nebraska Senator Ben Sasse, the Vermont Governor Phil Scott, the Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker, Wisconsin Assembly Majority Leader Jim Steinke. Trump and supporters have got to polarize those in government who go against Trump and make their life miserable. It's no longer about ethics. It's about going after the people that are going after us.
And that's why I call my chapter number 13 in my book, Divided They Fall. They're already doing that themselves. They just need a little more push from us to keep the heat off Trump, but also to divide them amongst themselves. That's critical at this point.
You know, my late wife used to tell me something. Never get mad, get even.
Yeah, well, that's good advice in this situation.
Yeah, and I've been pretty good at it over the years.
Yeah.
And she was even better at it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we need to. And again, Trump does it every single day. We should be learning from him and back him every chance we can.
Well, no one will disagree with you with that, I don't think. But here's the other thing. When we get involved in political conversations and talk, just like the president, I don't know what he was thinking when he went to the ballpark the other night. Were they thinking they were just going to stand up and cheer him all over the place?
Well,
I mean, he was in a Republican section. The Republicans did it, but he got booed pretty strong. And I've seen that happen before, you know, where presidents have had that happen. I saw it happen to George W. Bush.
Yeah, I know. And I don't think he really necessarily cares all that much. He understands that those people are...
He left it off.
And those people, it's a shame. It's their ignorance that's coming out. They just don't get it.
All right. Well, Kathy, we got to wrap this up for this week and tell them how to find your book.
Thank you. It's at rulesfordeplorablesbook.com, where that lists a lot of different avenues that people can purchase the book and ebook.
Okay. Now, I got to remind everybody that this final portion here of the program brought to you by my buddies down in Sarasota, Dominic's Blinds and Decor. You know, if you look at the 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the tracks on the south side of Clark Road, you're going to see that great big Uncle Sam, the red, white, and blue 9 foot tall Uncle Sam with the American flag too. That's Dominic's Blinds and Decor. And all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. There are a Hunter Douglas dealers and Hunter Douglas dealer too. And Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs. Unlike the big box stores, they get it done and they do it with pride and esprit de corps and the love of all the neighbors and friends they got in the area. So stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. Wave at the red, white, and blue Dominic's trucks, and when you see him, look for Kevin. He's probably behind the wheel. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Give him a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment. And remember to tell him the captain sent you. All righty. Tomorrow, Colonel Jim will be on, and we'll be talking a lot about what happened with the big old al-Baghdadi raid. We've got some more intel on that, and we'll let you know. And don't forget, Conan was the name of that dog that nailed al-Baghdadi, and I got a picture of him up there in the refrigerator here in the break room. You have a great day, everybody. Enjoy the weather. I'm going to go home and have some breakfast. I think I'm stopping by Dunkin' Donuts. I'll see you all tomorrow. Take care.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.